From Antioch, Vespasian marched south, reaching Ptolemais by mid-April. Ptolemais was the perfect place for Vespasian to assemble his army for the invasion of the Galilee. It had a harbor into which supplies could be brought to the army by sea. There was also a defensible hill, Mount Taurin, or Turin, Tel Aco, a little more than 1/2 mile from the harbor. To the south of the hill flowed the Belus River, Naman, another useful resource. From Ptolemais to Tiberias in the lower Galilee, it was less than 40 miles, or a vigorous 2-day march. Ptolemais also sat astride the north-south road from Antioch to Caesarea. Ptolemais was an ideal operational base for the first phase of Vespasian's campaign. In Ptolemais, Vespasian was greeted by some emissaries who had come to him from Sepphoris, less than 20 miles away. Before Vespasian's arrival, Sepphoris apparently had asked for and received some kind of Roman garrison. The garrison was commanded by Caecennius Gallus, who had been the commander of the 12th Legion under Cestius. Recognizing the strategic value of the city because of its size, estimated by archaeologists to have been somewhere between 30 and 100 hectares, or 74 to 247 acres, and position overlooking the lower Galilee valley some 440 feet below it, Vespasian decided to strengthen that garrison. A vexillation force of 1,000 cavalry and 6,000 infantry, drawn from different units, if not legions, was sent under the command of the tribune Placidus to help protect the city from rebel attacks. Of the known instances where such vexillation forces were sent off by commanders to perform specific tasks during this period, the size of the force sent to Sepphoris places it among the largest. Its infantry strength alone was greater than that of any known legion in the region. Clearly, Vespasian understood that it was vital to encourage and reinforce the loyalty of Sepphoris, the largest city in the Galilee, and occupying a strategic position in the valley of the central Galilee. Sepphoris would be the bastion of loyalty to Rome in the Galilee, around which Vespasian would build his northern security structure. By 67 to 68, under the direction of Agrippa II, Sepphoris was minting coins bearing inscriptions on the reverse side that read, "In the days of Vespasian, in Neronius, Sepphoris, city of peace." Such coins were intended as an expression of Sepphoris's loyalty and subservience to the emperor and Rome. A more practical indication of the attitude of the 8,000 to 12,000 Sepphorians was their decision to tear down the fort on the western summit of the city that had stood there since the Hellenistic period. The Sepphorians apparently did not want the Romans to think that they were preparing for a siege. After the request from Sepphoris was addressed, Vespasian's son Titus arrived from Egypt, bringing with him Legio 15 Apollinaris. Under his immediate command, Vespasian now had 3 Roman legions, Legio 15 Apollinaris, Legio 5 Macedonica, the Macedonian legion, and Legio 10 Fratensis, or Legion of the Straits, because it originally guarded the Straits of Messina between Italy and Sicily. Vespasian's Roman legionary army thus comprised at least 14,400 Roman citizen soldiers, and possibly as many as 18,000. These legions were accompanied by 10 cohorts of 1,000 infantry and 13 cohorts of 600 infantry, 7,800, plus 120 cavalry per cohort, 1,560 total.